Life is beautiful, but only in the morning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Life is beautiful, but only in the morning. Have you ever thought that when you wake up, you've awakened to a new day, you've awakened to a new attitude, you've awakened to a new way of looking at life? Every day is a new way of looking at life. No matter what you do when you wake up in the morning, you say, I'm here, I'm ready for a wonderful day, and it's going to be a day that I have made and a day that I have chosen. And so, right away you start calling everything good. Right away you start saying, this is a good day, this is a good, wonderful breakfast that I have. Everything is fantastic, everything is going just the way I want it, because that's the way you spoke. Now, I spoke with Ingeborg in the hospital yesterday, as she was having her knee be replaced and healing up perfectly. So I said to her, Ingeborg, no matter what you do, if you look out at the world and you see it as a nasty world, it's going to be a nasty world. No matter if the world is wonderful and good and you see it as a nasty world, it's going to be a nasty world. And if you look at the world and you see it as good and it's a nasty world, it'll be good, because that's how you look at it. Whatever eyes you look at the world is how you see the world and how the world reflects back to you, because that's the image that you want from it. And so today Ingeborg reports on the phone here that she has used that two or three times in the hospital with the nurses and with the doctor, and she has found that it worked just fantastic. Now, she also said, you've been telling me this for 30 years and finally I caught on. Now, how long is it going to take us to realize that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our sight, the words of our mouth and meditations of our heart have to be acceptable in the sight of our own indwelling divinity? How soon do we come to be aware of that? Or whatever thoughts or things, no matter what we do, we can create the thoughts any way we want. So if a person comes up to you, well, Charlie was telling us about a dog. And this great big Doberman Pinscher was right in the middle of the road as Charlie came walking along. And Charlie thought to himself, well, now, this dog is going to be whatever I want him to be. He doesn't seem to be aggressive, so I will treat him like a non-aggressive dog. And I'll say, hey there, puppy dog, what are you doing in the middle of the road? Don't you realize that that's a dangerous place to be? You should be off. And I spoke right out loud to him, Charlie said. And so the dog looked at Charlie and smiled and said, thank you, you're a very wonderful, understanding person. And then out of the bushes came a voice of a fairy. And the fairy said, that is my dog, and I am very proud of my dog. I love my dog. Weren't you frightened of my dog? And Charlie said, why should I be frightened? The dog was not aggressive. And if the dog were aggressive, then I would not be frightened either, because I know that fright makes a dog aggressive. Fright makes the dog want to protect itself. It doesn't know what you're going to do next. And so the lady said, well, you certainly are an understanding man. You certainly are wonderful. And you see, Charlie found that dog to be a wonderful dog. You too can find all the people in your life be wonderful dogs, be wonderful people to deal with, if you will just think of them in a positive, joyful, wonderful attitude of mind. And it's all up to you. It's all up to how you did it. We put a picture on Dorothea's desk the other day, and it has this great big mastiff. And the mastiff is maybe about three stories high, you know. And the little baby is laying on the blanket there on the grass, and so the baby is just as content as can be. And this mastiff comes along and looks down this baby with his big jaws hanging down and says, what is this? And then he smells the baby. He says, this is a baby. And this baby needs to have my love. And so the mastiff lays down next to the baby, virtually on top of the baby, with his legs on either side of the baby. The baby looks up at the mastiff and says, I like you. You can just read it in the baby's eyes as the baby looks up at the mastiff, absolutely believing in the mastiff, absolutely knowing that that's a lovely dog. And this big dog lays down next to the baby and sticks out his tongue, and, yep, this is where I belong. This is my job, to take care of this little tyke. You see, the baby had no fear. Baby had no fear. We had a picture from the National Geographic, and it showed this little tiny naked baby laying in the coils of a big anaconda, I believe it was. And this snake was coiled around and around and around. And this baby was laying there, just gleefully lying there, not frightened in the slightest. And the snake was just laying there with its head right next to the baby's head, virtually. I ran across the picture just again the other day. We create our world. We create it with our own individual thoughts. And if we are loving, we'll create a loving world. If we are fearful, we create a fearful world. And it's up to us whether we're going to be fearful or whether we're going to be loving. Nobody can make us fearful or make us loving unless we do it. I, too, walked along one day in the woods at our house, our 200 acres, and I was walking along. It was maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I go out for walks oftentimes, and I was naked walking out through our brush there by our on our 200 acres. And all of a sudden I heard this crashing through the brush next to me, and I thought, oh, what's this thing now? And so I'd heard earlier a woman calling out her back door, "Millie, come home now. Millie, come in now. It's time to come in now." And so I just presumed that this was Millie. I had no reason to think otherwise. But this big crashing sound in the black of the night, the moon was there. I could see well enough of that. And then I thought, well, okay, I'll prepare myself for Millie. So I got down on one knee, and I said, "Millie, come here." And I just presumed it was Millie. And so this big Doberman Pinscher comes crashing out of the brush and looks at me, and I said, "Millie, didn't you hear your mother? She said you were supposed to come home." And Millie comes over and starts licking me and says, "Hey, you're a nice guy, you know." And big, massive Doberman Pinscher. And so then I walked home, as I was on my walk anyhow. And Millie followed me. Millie followed me all the way back to my house, which is a good mile away. And so I went in the house. I said, "Millie, go home now, go home." You know, and then I was putting my dogs to bed, feeding them a little bit something or other. And then I looked out the back door, and there's Millie. I said, "Millie, you better go home. Your mother's worried about you, you know." And so a little later, before I went to bed, I looked out again, and Millie had gone. And apparently she'd gone back home. But you see, we have no reason to be fearful of things. The only thing we should fear is fear itself. I think our president told us that at one time, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He said, "The only thing that we have to fear is fear itself." And others have said that. It's a beautiful statement. And the only thing we have to love is love itself. And that, of course, is the direction we want to go. So this day, we can be happy we wake up in the morning, be happy we wake up to a beautiful day, and realize that we're always waking up every time we meet a Millie along the path, or we meet a Doberman that Charlie met, or that we meet this big mastiff that this little baby met. Every one of them was a wakening up affair. This little baby looked up at this big dog and says, "Hi, you great, big, wonderful, lovable dog. You coming to hug me here?" You know, because the baby thinks everybody's coming to hug him. And the Doberman that Charlie met had been in service and had received many great, wonderful awards for the work that it did in the United States Army. And so it was a well-trained dog, but it looked fierce. And that's just why it was so well trained and so well recognized. But Charlie had no fear in his heart because he liked himself. I had no fear in my heart because I liked myself. The baby has no fear in its heart because it liked himself. And this is true of all of us. So let's wake up to a new day, a new morning, a new way. Every time we see something that startles us for a moment, let's just say, "Hey, I like me, and I like you too," whatever the situation may be. And just watch how magically, wonderfully it works out in a harmonious, beautiful way. Have a beautiful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.